This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Family Stimler on the second yahrzeit of the dear mother, Sarah Bas Shlomo Zalman. Chofes Teves, Sunday the 30th of December, Rabbi Moshe Betzalel Grosnas, will we have Svarim when Mashiach comes?
Will we have Sforim when Mashiach comes? The Gemara Maseches Gittin, Samach Omad Aleph, discusses whether one is allowed Sforim at all. I'm not talking about Sefer Torah. It talks about Rabbah and Rav Yosef learning from Sforim of Agadata. And the Gemara wonders, they were learning this on Shabbos, and the Gemara says, you're not allowed to learn this on Shabbos, nor are you allowed to move this on Shabbos. It's Muktzah. Why is Sforim Mukta? So the Gemara explains, because there's a halacha that you're not allowed to write down Torah Shebal Peh. It's Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebaksav is written. Torah Shebal Peh is not written. So it should be not allowed to be read. It should be Mukta on Shabbos. So the Gemara brings Eis Lathos Lashem Heferu Torah Secho. It's a pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Yutes. That sometimes, very hard, it has to be handled by Chazal, such an idea. But sometimes, for the good of the Torah, we break the rules of the Torah. And therefore, although there's psukim, for instance, Ksoiv l'chos ha-dvarim ha-eile, these words should be written, meaning Torah Shebaksav, but Torah Shebapeh should not be written. These are psukim, there's a good tzaddik, the writer. Yet Chachomim saw fit that because people are unable to learn anymore, because the hearts weren't the same and the Torah was being forgotten, therefore they felt it right to write down the Torah Shebaal Peh. Now, the Rambam, in his Hakdamah to his Sefer Mishneh Torah, very much uses this as the reason why he wrote his Mishneh Torah. He says, why did Rabbeinu HaKadosh write down the Mishnayos? After all, no one wrote anything down. So he says, because he saw that the Talmidim were going down and down, and the Torahs were getting worse and worse, and the Malchus HaRisha was spreading, and the plan of the Malchus HaRisha was to take away all Yiddish Zachen, and therefore there was no choice but to make the Chibur HaMishnayos. He then goes on to explain that Rav Ashi then made the Gemara as things got harder. And finally he says, I made the Rambam. What does that mean? He says, because as the generations went on, very few people were able to be masig even the Gemara. Talmud Bavli and Talmud Yerushalmi, he says, is very difficult. You need a lot of time to fully understand it and to get to halacha, which is really the matar he's trying to, he wants every yid to be able to know the halacha. It's going to be very hard to get there. And therefore he says, I've made something called Mishneh Torah. What's Mishneh Torah? All you'll need is your Chumash and your Rambam. Right? Chumash first, and then Mishneh Torah, the second take, will be the Rambam, where there'll be no machloikus, no, just very simple, clear-cut, I'm passing for you what to do. Now obviously, that caused in its time quite an uproar, because this is it, everything else goes away. The Rambam on the place already discusses this, but it's not necessarily, it doesn't necessarily mean the Rambam meant no learning Mishnayos and Gemara anymore, he just meant the clarity you'll find over here. The Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim also says that the reason why the Gemara wasn't written down was in order to have clarity. That was the original idea. The reason why Torah Shebaal Peh was meant to be not written, because when something's written, you know, did he mean this? Did it mean that? You have diyukim, like this, like that. But when it's clear, and just handed from Bezdin to Bezdin, then it should remain without arguments and with clarity. But as time went on, that didn't work, and therefore it had to be written. And then that also didn't work, because things became also very unclear, so the Rambam tried to make a restart. Yeah, it could be that as well. It could be that as well. I mean, they shouldn't get the soidus and they shouldn't understand it properly, therefore it's kept mi peh le peh. There is such a thing as well.
Part of my question, who came first, Rambam or Rashi? Russia's 1100 something?
I don't know.
I
don't know.
300
years earlier. Yeah, there you go. Well, what? So what? So you're saying everything was clear already because of Rashi?
I don't know.
I have to learn my history. Yeah. Okay. The Maratzchius brings this Rambam in Mor Nevuchim. Now, I want to concentrate on two points. Mainly, Torah Shebaal Peh may not be written. That's the main thing we want to go into. But there is another halacha, which is actually part and parcel, so it's very much the same halacha, is that Torah Shebichtav has to be written, and has to be written, as we'll see soon, in Ksav Ashuris, not in any other language, and it may not be said Baal Peh. It may not be said Baal Peh, it has to be written. And Baal Peh, by the way, would include, if you wrote it in English, let's say, and you read it from the English, that's Baal Peh. Because Torah Shebichtav was given as Ashuris Bichtav. So if you read it, Baal Peh completely, or even Baal Peh from an English translation, or English letters, even if they say, let's say, Bereishis Bara in English, and it's written as Bereishis Bara, that would be called reading it Baal Peh, because Torah Shebichtav has been Loshna Kodesh Ashuris Bichtav. So I have the following shayla before we go to the Torah Shebaal Peh, in the Torah Shebichtav. The following shayla. Torah Shebichtav again has to be read from inside. What will be with the following case? Shem Hashem. In last week's seder it says Zeh Shmi LeOlam VeZeh Zichri LeDor Dor, which means the name of Hashem we read as Adnus, although it's written Yud Kei Vav Kei. So let's think. I need to read everything from the Torah. But the Yud Kei Vav Kei, I don't read from the Torah because I'm not saying what's written there. Yud Kei Vav Kei is not what I say. So if I'm the Baal Korah, do I need to look inside when I'm saying the word Yud Kei Vav Kei? Since I'm anyway not reading what it says there. So maybe I don't need to look inside. This same shayla applies to Kri Uksiv. Right? It says one thing, but I'm saying something else. So do I need to look inside? It doesn't say what I'm saying inside. The Brisker Rav talks about this in Parashat Veschanon, and I don't want to go into it any further. I'll just share with you one other halachic discussion relevant to this, and that is, back in the day, the way they had light in the shul was they had candles, and a lot of wax would drip on the Sifrei Torah. So if you had a piece of wax, for instance, fell on a Shem Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei. So the discussion on Shabbos, what do you do? Because you can't peel off that wax. Many, many shilas of Malachas are involved in peeling off that wax. So what should you do? You can't read from a Sefer Torah Baal Peh. So there's talk about putting away the Sefer Torah and bringing out another Sefer Torah. But hang on, if it falls on a Shem Hashem, maybe it doesn't matter, the same shila. Because the Shem Hashem, you're anyway not reading as it says. So written, it's just covered up. Yeah, covered up doesn't mean it's not written. It's not like ink has fallen on and rubbed it out. It's there. Written, it's written. Rub it out, I can't. Maybe I can say it Baal Peh, because anyway I say it Baal Peh, because it doesn't say in there what I say. So it's the same shayla. And it's relevant even in the weekday. Wax falls on Hashem Hashem, and I'm worried that the way that I would be able to take it off will rub out the name of Hashem. So you know what? Maybe leave it there, the oil and void. Sefer Torah is, because it's been written, it's not rubbed out, it's just covered. And the way I say it is not the way it's read, is not the way it's written, so why can't we just leave it like this? So these are all shilas to think about, and I leave it to you to work it out. For now, let's come back to our topic. That is the shila of Dvarim She Baal Peh I Ator Shoy LeKosvah. Torah Shebaal Peh, you're not allowed to write there. So as we mentioned, the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Tes Vav Amud Aleph, the Gemara says there that this is understood both for Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaal Peh in the following way. Torah Shebichtav can only be written Ashuris. If it's written even in Hebrew, but not Ashuris, no good. Peresh Valpeh may not be written, it seems, at all. This would be relevant if Chas V'Shalom there was a fire. The Gemara says one can save a Sefer Torah and do certain, have certain leeways in Halacha about saving a Sefer Torah from a fire on Shabbos. However, whether to be there a Sefer Torah written in English, or maybe even in Lashon HaKodesh, just not Ksav Ashuri, we'll see, then you wouldn't save it. You let it stay to burn. And same with a Gemara. You wouldn't save it because it's not allowed to be written. And the Rambam brings this in Halacha. But all the Poskim say that was only back in the day. However, once we have the Halacha, the Eis La'asus La'Hashem Eferu Torah Secho, and you may write down the Gemara, so you can save the Gemara from a fire. And not only that, since sometimes there's a need to have the Torah written in other languages, the Chamishah Chumshah Torah or the Nach, so you may save the Nach. So this is, again, something that applies to both. The Eis La'as La'Hashem, a fair Torah Sefer, allows you to write down Torah Shebal Peh and to write Torah Shebichsav in a different form. That's the Halacha. So, basically, times have changed. How you apply such a Halacha of times have changed is difficult. But Chazal saw fit that this applies to the Halacha of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh, that times have changed.
Is that called Horosh Shor?
Yeah, but the problem is it's quite a long Horosh Shor. That's the problem. So it's something more. I haven't gotten to the bottom of it yet, but it's more than the regular Horosh Shor. You see, this Shaila would be relevant to Targum Onkelos. Back in the day, let's say there was a sefer of Targum Onkelos in a fire, you'd leave it to burn. Because it's not allowed to be written. But now, it's allowed to be written. So you can save it.
Who decided to write down after all?
Who decided to start writing?
Yes.
Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Started with the Mishnayos, for instance.
And what about the rest?
Rav Ashi, the Gemara. No, Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi.
Oh, sorry.
You know? It's a good, they always ask, how did Rashi learn Rashi without Rashi? This is Paskin in Shulchan Aruch Shin Lama Dalad, but nowadays we do save these things from a fire. So, let's just make a sikkum. Where we're holding up to this point, we're coming out that one may write Torah Shebichsav in other forms other than Ksav Ashuris, because the Dor needs it. One may write Torah Shebal Peh in any form or way, because the Dor needs it. And therefore one would be able to save them also from a fire. This actually goes a lot further. You know, there's a halacha to write a Sefer Torah, as a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. And to this day, it's done with much joy, excitement, and a lot of money is spent on Ksiva Sefer Torah. It's good that many don't know this, and you can try and forget it afterwards. The Rosh holds in Hilchos Ksiva Sefer Torah, the Rosh says that nowadays, there's a debate how to learn his words, but basically nowadays, the mitzvah is to bring out Svarim. Chumashim printed or written, Gemaras, because the point of writing a Sefer Torah is to learn from it. Nowadays, do we learn from the Sefer Torah? Not really. Before the Gaon, you spell take out a Sefer Torah and learn Kol HaTorah Kula from it. But us, we use it for Kriyas HaTorah, and that's about it. So, it really doesn't serve the purpose of learning. The Gemara does. There's debate as to whether the Rosh holds there is no more mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah nowadays, and in its place is mitzvahs printing Gemaras or writing Gemaras and Chiddush HaTorah and what people are going to learn from.
There must be a mitzvah, otherwise you wouldn't be able to learn.
Yeah, so you write something to learn from, but it's not a mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. The mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is for learning. So therefore the Gemara takes its place. The Beis Yosef says it's not the case, it just means that the Gemara also has a mitzvah. The Chumashim also have a mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah remains. The Prisha learns, most learn mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah remains. But there's more to it than there used to be, because of Torah Shebal Peh now being written. And Prisha holds that there's no longer the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. Don't tell that to the next Nagvan of your Sefer Torah. It seems the Minhag HaOlam is to take on the Pashup Shat, the Avada, there's a mitzvah to see the Sefer Torah, and therefore, that's why there's still to this day much joy, excitement, and money spent on Ksiva Sefer Torah. And also the Rosh isn't the only Shitta LaHalacha. But there is such an opinion. I'm just showing you how times have changed. It used to be when allowed to write down a Gemara or Chumash in a different format. And now, it could be that a Chumash or a Gemara has taken over the bits of Ksiva Sefer Torah which you were allowed to write down, and everything was fine with writing that down. That's how times have changed. Because of this Eis La'asos, things have evolved, and it could be the Gemara printing could be more important in a way than writing the Sefer Torah. It's quite unbelievable. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Dalet, when he explains to us what will be in Mashiach's times, first of all, he lays down that we don't really know. Yeah, whoever talks too much about it, he says, is a fool. Chachamim don't talk about the times of Mashiach, because we have no idea who, what, when. We don't really know. But why do we want Mashiach? So the Rambam says, we want Mashiach not because then we'll rule over the world, not in order to rule over the Goyim, not to be, haughty and high and the mighty rulers, none of that. Not to eat, not to drink, not to be happy. Only in order to be able to have time and clearness of mind, clarity, to be able to learn Torah. Now, let's go back. What was the reason why Eis La'asos Hashem Eferu Torah Secha, why was it permitted to write down Torah She'al Ba'al Peh? Because we weren't able to learn properly. We forgot our learning. Things were disturbing. The Golos, when Mashiach comes, the Chorah, clarity will come back. Ishtachas Gathnoi, that's what the Rambam says, is what we're waiting for in Mashiach times. That all this clarity and this Yeshua Das and the oil of Shibud won't be upon us. We'll be able to learn like Chadesh Shomeinu Kekedem. Things will be like it once was. If so, Rav Moshe Shternbuch asks, in the Akdomah to his Moed Muzmanim, he was worried about his Sefer, he writes there, I don't know, what will be when Mashiach comes? Eis Das Hashem Eferi Torah Secho might not exist anymore. Because maybe we'll be able to be massing the Torah like they were able to once upon a time. And if so, will we have to put all the Svarim into Sheamus? That's the Shaila that Rav Moshe Shternbuch brings up. You won't be able to write Svarim anymore. All the Svarim will go into Sheamus. You won't be able to save them from a fire anymore. And Mitzvah Ksifah Sefer Torah will return to its full. That you'll only be able to write a Sefer Torah. Nothing else will be in place of that Mitzvah. Is that true or not? So he doesn't really argue, he goes into a drush. And suggests the following. Siyata Dishmaya. The Ramah, in Shuvah Lama Dalad, has a Shaila. The Shaila has also been asked by Rabbi Yaakov Sesportus in Oil Yaakov. He asked the following Shaila. You know, it was very, in the older shuls it used to be like that. You know, you have a chair where the chair comes up. And inside it is a box, and he puts Svarim there. So, you have Rav Chunas, no? By the Bima. Yeah? So, can you sit on that chair? Is it a bizoyan to the Svarim that are in the box? So again, veering away from his Ikka Nekuda Halachti, putting that aside, he says there, that it could be, even if there is a problem, there's levels in Kedushas and the Kedusha of Svarim. What are the levels? He says, for instance, let's start with Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebichsav can only be written, as we said, Ashuris. Were it to be written, let's say, in Ksav Meshita. Ksav Meshita is what Ashkenaz used to write. Well, what does it mean, Ksav Meshita? Rashi writing. That's not Ksav Ashuris, not Sefer Torah writing. Were it to be written that way, he says it might be a lower level of Kedusha, even though it's the same Sefer, a lower level of Kedusha. And if it's a lower level of Kedusha, maybe we could be makel to sit on that box. Why should it be a lower level of Kedusha? So he explains. Because it's true lahalacha nowadays, we may write, let's say Torah Shebaal Peh, Gemara, we may write it. Or Torah Shebichsav, Ksav Meshita, Rashi writes it. We may write it. Eisas Hashem, Eferi Torah Secho. But it's still not the same as what, you know, the best is what should be. And therefore, Ksav Ashuris, Lashon HaKodesh, Ksav Ashuris of a safe Torah is how it's meant to be. Yeah, the Torah went down, so it changed. But how's it meant to be that way? Therefore, that definitely has the highest level of Kedusha, because you can't take a B'dieved and make it into higher and better. It's got to be lower. So he says it's a lower level of Kedusha. And then he says a big Chiddush. Torah Shebaal Peh, which we write, he says it could be that the Gedei Ho'issa of writing down Torah Shebaal Peh is limited. What does that mean? It says to write Eile Hadvorim. Write only the Torah. Now how do you write the Torah? What's the halacha, the main halacha of how to write the Torah in Ksav? Ashuris. Right? Sefer Torah writing. That is the way to write the Torah. Ksav Ashuris. If so, when we say you may only write the Torah and not Torah Shebaal Peh, we could understand that to mean that you can't write Torah Shebaal Peh in Ksav Ashuris, in Sefer Torah writing, which the Chasam Sofer says includes square writing. That's why the Belzer Rebbe, Rebbe Aaron in Tel Aviv, wouldn't walk over the manhole lids, because it said Iriat Tel Aviv in block writing, and he held had a din of Kedusha of Ksav Ashuris. Wow. So the Chasam Sofer holds, the Ramah holds that the Issa of writing a Sefer Torah, the Issa of writing Torah Shebaal Peh is in the same way as the Sefer Torah, because only Torah Shebaal Peh should be written, not Torah Shebaal Peh. And therefore he says he believes that the Rishonim made a new script, which is called Ksav Meshita, we know it as Ksav Rashi. They made this script in order to allow them to write down Torah Shebaal Peh. Yes, you've got Eisas Hashem, Eferi Torah Secho, but even better, it could be they're not doing anything wrong if they write it in Ksav Meshita. That's the Chiddush of the Ramah. Now this spills over into various other halachas. I'll just tell you them very shortly. One halacha is in Chol HaMoed. You're not allowed to write in Chol HaMoed. So there is discussion in the poskim if you're writing in a different language, or even in Lashon HaKodesh, in Ksav Meshita, in Rashi writing, then it might be okay. Especially if you do a shinui, you make the first line crooked. And the idea is, because if it's not wholesome ksiva, it's broken down, the way the script is it's not wholesome. You don't see the full surah sa'ois. It's a little different. It's unlike square writing or Sefer Torah writing. Therefore, it's okay. If you do square writing, that wouldn't be okay, because that's not a shinui. That's perfect ksav. Squares is, how do you call it? The normal fonts that have pretty much, it's not like a Sefer Torah Mamash, but it's the same Tzura. Yeah? So that would be a problem, because it's basically Ksiva Tamat. The letter's there in its whole. It might not be Mamash Kosh of a Sefer Torah, but that's within the same frameworks. So that's Chol HaMoed. It's also relevant to writing down Torah on Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah Berurah still says, even though you're writing Torah, you should use Ksav Meshita, script or Rashi writing. And if you're writing it in block form, right, then make sure some joints aren't touching each other, and that way it's lax in it being whole.
Should touch or should not touch?
Sorry?
Should touch or should not
touch? Should not touch, in order it should be lacking.
You join them up together, but it's not...
Oh no, I don't mean script joining up. I mean in the letter itself, you should have a break. In the letters, if you need to for some reason write block, have a break in the letter itself. It reminds me, a Sofer told me that he wrote a Sefer Torah, and the people that checked it through, who donated to it, they checked it through, and it said it was all perfect, except they found one Vov that was detached. So they fixed it. And he says, in Parshas Pinchas, Vov Ktiyah, it's meant to be detached. But okay. Moving on, in Hilchos Shabbos, there's a halacha, you're allowed to buy a house in Eretz Yisrael. Debated whether now it's relevant or only from Ovid Avodah Zorah. You're allowed to buy a house in Eretz Yisrael even on Shabbos. How do you write? You get a goy to write the shtar. But even then, there's specifics as to what write what sort of font you should use. Either to use a different language or to use Ksav Meshita. Why? Because there is a shita called Or Zeruah who holds that the Issa Deraisa of writing is only Ksav Ashuris on Shabbos. We don't take that on at all in Halacha. But as a Chumrah, we don't write. When we write the document for buying a Dira in Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos, we get a goy to write it and not in Ksav Ashuris. To be choishish that that's the most chomodika ksiva, because according to Oriz Ruah, that's the only ksiva of Hilchah Shabbos. So you write it in Ksav Meshita. They use this in Refuah, Rav Shlomo Zalman Paskind, that the doctors, that they need to let someone go from the hospital to get his records written in, so they shouldn't forget. So they have a goy there, in the Jewish hospitals in Eretz Yisrael, they have a goy, and the goy will write it in Ksav Meshita, which is pretty much how they write in Eretz Yisrael. They don't write block the right Rashi writing or script. Script. So that's also debated whether it's better or worse, or to use ink that goes invisible after a certain amount of times. So there's lots of different things that they do. I'm just bringing out that again, this Ksav Meshita being different from Ksav Ashuris allows for certain kulas. So therefore, coming back to our Shaila, Lechaira, if I always wondered, you know. When I was younger, the Pnei Yeshua was always very difficult to learn. Why? Because it was written in Ksav Meshita, it was written in Rashi. And Taka, all the very Chosh V'Svarim were always written in Ksav Rashi. And suddenly now, they're all coming out in square print. So it's much better, much easier to learn from. But the Ramah says the minig was to write in Ksav Meshita. And the reason being, because you don't want to write Torah Shebaal Peh, you want to get out of the Issa writing Torah Shebaal Peh, Ksav Meshita is not within the Issa. So you could say, nowadays, Eis Las Hashem Efiru Torah Secho, we're a spoiled generation, and we won't learn properly. L'maisitz Mutter, Eis Las Hashem Efiru Torah Secho, so they write it block. Could be. This is a shinui in a minute, but could be. Coming back to Rav Moshe Sternbuch, if so, he said that the Sforim are going to go to Seamus L'Asid Lavi, maybe. Because L'Asid Lavi won't need the Eis Las Hashem Efiru Torah Secho, because we will be able to learn properly. One could say, with the Ramah, that yeah, the new Sforim that are being printed in the block form, in the Ksav Ashuris form, they might have to go to Seamus. His question is applicable. But we'll have to pull out of Seamus the old Sforim, all the old ones that we put in with the Rashi writing, and have to learn from them. I'll tell you one other Nakuda that's Nageya to this, is a Chassam Soifer in his Chuvus in Reish Ches, in a letter to the Maharetz Chius, he says that a Machaba Sefer, someone that writes a Sefer has to be careful. If he's writing Lishma, then he cannot hold it back. He must write it, and don't be humble. But if he's writing to become famous, to show off, he says various things. And amongst the things he says, it could be his Oven Issa Deraisa. What's Issa Deraisa? Writing Torah Shebaal Peh. Because the whole answer was, Eis Las Is LaHashem, Heferu Torah Secho, has to be LaHashem. If it's for you, it's an Issa Deraisa. Now that's a Chiddush, that he's saying that the Issa of writing Torah Shebaal Peh is still applicable, and they wonder why it's not brought in the Poskim if this was true. But according to this Chassam Sofer, anyone with a bit of Seichel, L'Chaira, should hold himself should be a little cautious that maybe there's a certain element of gaiva within what he's writing. And if so, even if mitam eis las Hashem Efiru Torah Secho, one is allowed to write block writing, and even we'll say this Dor needs it, but how can the Mechaber feel so confident that he's doing it all lishma? Therefore, l'chori, the eitzah for him would be to use script writing. At least he has the Ramah to rely on that he's not over on the Issa writing Torah Shebaal Peh, because it's script. So I don't know why nowadays everything is written in block form. Are we so confident? I don't know. It has to be thought about, and something that I share with you. Anyone has an answer, please let me know.
Go ahead.